There surely came over man a period of time when he was a thing not worth mentioning. Surat Al-Insan 1. This is another of those verses that these same circles seek to point to as evidence for evolution. In translations based on personal interpretations, the expression, "when he was a thing not worth mentioning," is defined as a statement of previous states before man became man. However, this claim is just as far from the truth as the first one. The Arabic original of the underlined section runs as follows. Lam yakun shay'in madkuran. Lam yakun, meaning was not. Shay'an, meaning a thing. Madkuran, meaning mentioned. Trying to use this expression as evidence for evolution is really forcing the words. In fact, Islamic scholars do not interpret this verse as indicating an evolutionary process. For example, Hamdi Yazir of El-Mali makes the following comment. In the beginning were elements and minerals, then vegetable and animal nutrients, a kind of clay, Surah Al-Mu'minun 12, were created out of them in stages. Then, something emerged very slowly, and this was done through stages from the sperm that was filtered from them. However, that was not something called a human being. Just as mankind is not eternal, nor is his substance. That emerged later. Man came into being long after the beginning of time and the creation of the universe. Omar Nasuhi Bilmin explains the verse in this way. These verses announce that God created man to see and hear out of a drop of water when he was not, and that he has set a test for him. Mankind did not exist in the beginning, but was created later as a figured body out of a drop of water, soil, and clay. That person was not known at that time. His name and why he had been created were a mystery to the inhabitants of earth and sky. He then began to be reminded that he has a soul. Imam Al-Tabari explains the verse as meaning, such a long period of time passed since the time of man, Adam, that at that time he was not even a thing that had any worth and superiority. He was nothing but a sticky and modified clay. For this reason, to see the expression of time in this verse as an evolutionary process is purely subjective.